Coach, you got two meets under your belt with the March Beck invite and also most recently Wilcox Hildreth invite. First of all, numbers, freshman to senior class. How's it looking for Arapahoe Track and Field for the spring?
Oh, you know, we got 15 girls out and we have 14 boys out. So, you know, decent numbers. You always, you know, would like to have, you know, maybe five, six more of each. But we got some good kids and willing to work hard. So it's been a good group to work with so far this spring.
I know with the girls, with the late start, with the state basketball and things like that, they're probably, I know, they're competing. I see a few have competed, yes, which is good, but still trying to get track and field shape. Everybody probably still getting track and field shape, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, we didn't have a lot of practices anyways, you know, before that week they got off. But, you know, everybody around's probably still getting into track shape. But we've had some pretty good days to go out and run, that's for sure.
Ruby McCune, good to see her back on the track. I see she ran some sprints for you, and that's good to see her back. She's had a good last couple of years, and good to see her back out there.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, she got cleared, you know, a week before the UNK indoor, and, you know, we had her in, I think, one event there, and threw her in a couple events on Tuesday at Minden, and then she had a couple events Friday at Wilcox. So, you know, coming off that knee surgery, she's maybe around 65-70% right now. We're hoping we can get her, you know, close to 95% toward the end of the year. So if she keeps working hard, I think we can get there.
So is everybody, of course, dealing with some knee injuries with her getting back, as far as other girls getting cleared, and I guess have you got everybody else back out and going for track and field since the end of the basketball season?
Desi Farner just got cleared last week. We threw her in the 400 last week at Wilcox, and she felt pretty good, you know, for her first time out running, you know, practiced Wednesday, Thursday, a little bit, and threw her out there. Tatum Roskopf still hasn't got cleared yet. Wrestling injury for Amelia Blickenstaff. She's going to have to have surgery, I believe. So we're not going to have her all season. But I think that's the extent of the girls' injuries right now. But you know, hopefully we can get Tatum back maybe in a week or two, I think.
Coach, of course, you got Sawyer and Sutton Schaefer, and I do believe one of the two is kind of battling a little injury right now here at the start of the season. Is that right?
Sawyer's out 6 weeks. She went, got an MRI, and she's out 6 weeks. No, she can't put any weight on that foot. She's got a stress fracture, so she's out 6 weeks. I don't know if we'll get her back in May or not.
Was that at the end of basketball, or when did that happen?
She kind of had it the whole basketball season. She wore a boot the whole year and just played and practiced on it, and then it's kind of finally went and got an MRI after basketball. So, yeah.
Sutton, you'll see her in the thick of things here, I'm sure, in the meets to come.
Yeah, I had her. I can't remember what I had her do at UNK. I think I had her run the 60 and maybe the 400. I think she placed in both. No, she didn't place in the 60. I think she got maybe fourth or fifth in the 400. But this week, I think I got her in the 300 hurdles and a couple relays.
Got Emma Strand going, one of your lone seniors. You know, you could throw in so many different events, but I think hurdles and the sprint events are kind of what she likes to do, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's really going to try to work her way in those 110 hurdles. Kind of got away from the 300 hurdles, so we stuck her in that 200, and she's going to be on a couple relays as well. She's been working hard in practice.
And some other girls, you know, Chloe Gooden, others in the vault. I see she's up there, out. You've got some other kids in the field events that you hope, you know, Clara Hilkirk, include her in the throws that will score some points for you as well.
Yeah, you know, Clara, I think she'll have a good start. You know, she missed both. No, she was there last week for both those meets. You know, she had a good throw to start with at UNK, and then got over 32 feet again at Minden, and then didn't have as good a meet Friday at Wilcox. But yeah, I think she's got a lot of potential this year, and you know, we got some other girls. You know, her sister threw her in the 800 miles. She's been, you know, working pretty good there. Meg Hilker, and kind of throwing her in the triple jump. See, she's never done it before, but she's had a good start, and got some other girls, freshman girls that have been contributing, maybe not placing, but they've been working hard. Lana Lysing, Brianna Tracy, Roma Lee Williamson, you know, all kind of trying to find, you know, their spot and in some places as well. And like we said, you know, Sutton's going to be back this week, you know, running 300 hurdles, and you know, Sawyer's not going to be there this probably at all this year, but hopefully we can get her healthy.
Great to see Desi. I thought maybe it was a season ending. I kind of heard maybe, I'm sure they were hoping to get her back, but maybe it was going to be the whole year of no sports. But good to see her get cleared, and I bet she's excited about this, isn't she?
Yeah, you know, she got released last week, so, you know, she's probably maybe, you know, 50% of what she's capable of doing, and I think she ran maybe an 80 in the 400, but you know, first time out, first time really running. So, you know, if she works hard, works the workouts, I think she can, you know, start to compete a little bit more.
On the boys' side, Hayden, we talked to Hayden, of course, when after he signed, and he was pumped up for the track and field, and he's up a pretty good start, ran a quarter in 54. You know darn well he can get that down a lot more, I'm sure, in the weeks to come.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're trying something with him also. You know, we threw him in the 300 hurdles. He was pretty nervous the first time, and ran a pretty good 300 hurdle race. You know, he still doesn't have the best form yet, but he's working on it. And I think if we can get him in the 110s a couple meets and just really, you know, increase that form, perfect that a little bit more, you know, those 300s are going to get even better. I think that 300 hurdle race could really be a good race for him. You know, he came out, ran 43.37 at the Marsh Beck Invite in Minden, and you know, looked pretty good. Other than, you know, jogging to the first hurdle because he was nervous.
Wrigley McDonald's a young sophomore. He ran the half in 2:15, but I know you're probably hoping hopefully he is too. I can get that time down a lot more.
Yeah, you know, I think his PR is maybe, I think he ran at under 2:10 as a freshman at Deschler. So I think he's, if he works hard, I think he can get down there, maybe 2:05, 2:04 area, really competing maybe for a district or a state spot. And he ran a pretty good quarter. You know, he ran low, really low 55s as well at Wilcox. So, you know, I think he's got a lot of potential. We're trying to increase his speed right now. So, but we got several freshmen as well that are competing with us. You know, we're trying to get them stronger in the weight room and faster on the track. We got, you know, Zach Einspire, Graham Stithen, and a few other boys that Houston Larson that have been, you know, really kind of doing a lot of relay stuff and just trying to compete and help the team any way they can.
Coach, going over to Elwood, and this Highline Invite's always a pretty good one coming up right before the Easter break, and there's quite a few teams, a lot of conference teams. I see a few out-of-conference teams as well for this one.
Yeah, I think there's 13 teams there. We'll see a few teams that we don't see, you know, at any meets, like South Loop and Grand Island Lutheran, I think. So, you know, it says 61 degrees. The wind is only supposed to be blowing 10 to 20. So that'll be the best track meet weather we've had there in quite a while.